Rick, let's begin today with the announcement from the Air Force to cut about 22,500 airmen, or about 7% of its active duty force just this year alone.
That, of course, is not happy news for Northwest Florida. You know, I was looking at the active duty numbers the other day in connection with a military bill that's going through the legislature. And if you look at Pensacola plus Fort Walton Beach plus Panama City, we have over 50% of all of the active duty military that are based in the state of Florida. And Fort Walton Beach, with its Air Force concentration, is actually the most densely military populated jobs county in the state. And so the 14,000 number is a little bit lower than some of the estimates I've seen. I've seen numbers on the range of 16,000. And so it would be hard to escape unscathed when the Air Force is cutting 7% of jobs. Congressman Miller is quoted as saying that it won't hit Northwest Florida hard, given the nature of the missions that we have here, where we've got Air Force Special Ops. Those people are in high demand around the globe. And we've also got the weapons testing function and the F-35 training program at Eglin, along with the other missions that are located there. So hopefully we will be somewhat immune. But, you know, this is not a good decade for military employment and incomes, because between the sequester and the Secretary of Defense cuts, the military spend is the largest single component of the slowdown in federal spending as it affects Northwest Florida.
Well, we'll have to see how that shakes out. Let's move on to jobs in general. The January ADP jobs report is out, and it shows a decline in January in the rate of growth.
Well, a decline in unemployment estimated, about 175,000 job growth for the month of January. And of course, that report comes out on the Wednesday before the Friday when the federal statistics come out. And so what ADP is showing is actually 175,000 job increase for the month of January. And that's about in line with what we saw through most of 2013. We were averaging about 180,000-200,000 jobs per month. And when you consider the severe weather that we've had, January is never a good month weather-wise in some of the dense employment centers of the U.S., but it was particularly cold and stormy this year. And so actually not such a bad jobs report given the weather situation. And so I would expect something similar from the feds. As you and I sit here recording this Thursday, we get the federal numbers Friday morning at 8:30 Eastern time, and I would expect to see something similar from the feds.
Let's move on now, Rick, to football, UWF football. The first ever coach of our brand new fledgling football program has been introduced to the public this week. And have you guys done any research on the potential economic impact of this program once it gets going?
We have, of course, worked with the athletics department to look at what this new program could mean for our community, as well as the dollars that, you know, as enrollment goes up, then dollars flow into the university. They get spent locally. They pay salaries. Those folks go out and shop in the stores. The students themselves also shop. And, of course, there are visitors. So the largest components of economic impact would actually be additional student population. But we also need to look at the visitation. If people come from out of town, if the visiting football team brings 80 players and a contingent of boosters, of fans, then those folks are going to be a plus to area hotels, restaurants. And so those things are important. Obviously, in Division II, we're not going to be big-time football where we're getting 50 and 90,000 folks per game. We don't have those sorts of facilities or that program. But overall, it should be a modest but positive impact to the local economy.
We'll hold it there, Rick. Thanks.
Thank you, Sandra.
You can hear the Economic Report Fridays. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.